الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
والذي نفسي بيده لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا، ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحببتم، أفشوا السلام بينكم. قال الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى صحيح. ابن ماجه بارك الله فيكم، the Imam in his Muqaddama of the Sunan, dealing with the chapter of Al-Iman and the Aqeed of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah as it relates to Iman and all and some of the affairs pertaining to Al-Iman, he mentions the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one whose hand my soul is in, none of you will enter Jannah until you believe, until you have Iman. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you will not truly believe until you love one another. And then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, should I not direct you or guide you to that thing which will, if you do it and comply, make you love each other and increase the love amongst you? And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afshu salam, spread the salam, salutation amongst you. Say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Spread the salam from amongst you. Now this hadith, ya barakallahu feekum, many benefits that the ulama, and from them here is Shaykh al-Alama Ubaid al-Jabri hafidhullah ta'ala, have put forth for us to understand the essence of this hadith, this authentic narration from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first thing that can be taken from this hadith is that Jannah, that the one who has Iman will enter Jannah. And this is the cause, the sabab لدخول Jannah, having Iman. And this shows the importance of At-Tawheed and shows the importance of studying Al-Aqidah and studying the Creed, which is in itself a refutation against those who belittle the importance of studying Al-Aqidah. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not enter paradise until you believe, until you have Iman. And this needs to be studied from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu aminu. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O you who believe, believe, be continuous and consistent in your belief, study your belief, study your iman, study your creed, study the areas and affairs pertaining to the usul of your deen, the usul of your iman. So this hadith shows the importance of At-Tawheed and studying Al-Aqidah. The second here that we take from this hadith is, as a Shaykh Ubaid Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he says, مِن فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ أَنْ هَيَّأَ لَهُمْ سُبَلًا بِسُلُوكِهَا يَبْلَغُ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَرِضَاهِ وَمِنْ ذَٰلِكُمْ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ الْجَنَّةِ. هي رحمة الله كما في الحديث الصحيح حديث احتجاج الجنة والنار وفيه قال الله عز وجل الجنة أنت رحمتي أنت رحمتي أرحم بك من أشاء. This hadith brings to light and reminds us that it's from the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His ibad, upon His servants and His slaves, that He has prepared for them a path in which that they can reach and attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure. And from that mercy is Jannah. Because Jannah is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation of Jannah, the path to enter Jannah, the asbab and the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to His ibad, and virtues and favors and so forth regarding this, is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As is mentioned in the hadith that is authentic, the hadith that is in Sahih, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, with different wordings. And that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am. And that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding Jannah, Anti rahmati. This is hadith Qudsi. Anti rahmati. You are my mercy. Allah is saying to Jannah, Arhamu biki man asha. I'll show my mercy to whomever I will. So this shows that Jannah is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's from the virtues of Allah and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on His ibad, on His servants, that He's laid out the path, subhanahu, and the means in which one can reach and attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is His Jannah. Which is His Jannah. That's point number two. Point number three, it shows the importance of the believers loving each other. It shows the importance of the believers loving each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he coupled this with Iman, which indicates that this love has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This muhabba has to be based upon Iman. It has to be based upon the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loving for Allah. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in authentic hadith, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَتْ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he said, there are three things that with it you taste the sweetness of Iman. The sweetness of what, ikhwan? Al-Iman. And that is that Allah and His Messenger is more beloved to you or to Him than anything else other than them. And that an individual does not love another individual except for Allah. This is the sweetness of Al-Iman. So therefore in this hadith, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُ حَتَّى تُحَابُ, you will not believe until you love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for the sake of wealth or the affairs of the dunya, worldly affairs. Not for the reason of color, loving each other for the color, status, territory. La, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the al-Islam, for Allah and according to this Allah's legislation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din aduun ila al-muttaqeen. Friends, that day, yawm al-qiyamah, will be enemies except for the muttaqoon, except for those who have taqwa and love each other for the sake of Allah. Point number four. And that is that to have, and part of the perfection of one's iman is the muhabba, that the individuals have for the sake of Allah. They're mutahabbeen. They love each other. Lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is from iman. And this is from the perfection of one's iman. Showing the importance of this affair. And point number 5. And that is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his kindness and his care for the believers and his cultivation for his companions and the Muslimin, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directed us to that which will aid us in attaining this love. That is a prerequisite of the perfection of our iman, which we need to accomplish in order to enter paradise. Naam. And that is he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. He gave us irshad. He gave us guidance and direction, and that is to spread salam. To spread as-salam amongst you. This is the nasiha of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الَّذِي لَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ الْوَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak from his desires, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a revelation revealed to him. This is haqq. Spreading salam will increase the love amongst us. And Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Mu'allimi, rahimullah ta'ala, from the ulama of Yemen, rahmatullahi alayhi, rahmatan wasi'a, he said regarding as-salam, and we can say this is point number 6. He said regarding as-salam, he said, ثُمَّ السَّلَامُ مَعْنَهُ الدُّعَى بِالسَّلَامَ. The meaning of as-salam, when one says salam, is a supplication that one is making for an individual, for that person to be safe. So when you say as-salamu alaykum, you are making dua for your brother. You are making dua for your sister, in order for them to have safety and security and no harm. And he says, Abdul Rahman, Shaykh Al-Alama, Al-Mu'allimi, rahimahullah ta'ala, fi majmu'ih, he said, وَيَلْزِمُهُ الْوَعْدُ بِالسَّلَامَةِ الْمُسَلَّمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّمْ. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the one who gives salams, he's saying assalamu alaykum, the one who gives salam in that instance of him making that dua for his brother or for his or her sister, he is making a promise. He's making a wa'ad that he will not harm the one that he is saying salams to. So when you say salams to your brother, the Shaykh is saying, rahimullah, you are saying and making a promise that you won't harm him. And you won't affect his safety. And then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, فَعَلَى هَذَا إِذَا سَلَّمْتَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَرَدَّتَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ ثُمَّ آذَيْتَهُ فَقَدْ أَخْلَفْتَ وَعْدَكَ. He said, rahimahullah, that upon this, you make salam upon anyone, or you return the salam to anyone, and then you harm them, you have not fulfilled your promise. And harming them is from backbiting, ya ikhwa, from hasad, from oppression, from physically harming them. You have opposed and contradicted and not fulfilled that promise of safety and security that you gave when you said assalamu alaikum. So ya ikhwati al-kiram wa akhawat, we have to reflect upon this salam that we've been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and in the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to say to our brothers and sisters. And that is, it has a connotation and meaning of a promise to for security and safety for the one that you're giving salam to, that you they'll be safe from you. They'll be safe from your harm. So if you harm your brother in any way, form or fashion, or you harm your sister in any way, form or fashion, you have opposed that promise. And then he mentioned, rahmallahu ta'ala, this hadith that Ibn Majah, rahmallahu ta'ala, he mentioned. He says, وَكَأَنَّهُ يَنِي, it's like this hadith, أَوَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُهُ تَحَبَّتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامُ بَيْنَكُمْ. He said, كَأَنَّهُ يَشِيرُ إِلَى هَذَا. He said, like this hadith here in this chapter is leaning and indicating this, that from that salam is being safe, the person is safe from you, and in that, of course, will increase the muhabba and increase the love amongst us and ourselves, in order to be from those who have the iman that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned here in this hadith. Point number 7, and the final point, is that we're going to go through from some of the works of the likes of Sheikh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimullah, and other than him, regarding the ways that we can increase love amongst ourselves. Some of the ways that we can increase love from amongst ourselves. And in that, there will be no division. And we're going to, inshallah ta'ala, mention about 7 ways in which, or 7 ways in which one will increase the love that they have amongst the, well, with their brother and sister amongst themselves. The first of that is at-tawadu. The first of that is at-tawadu, and that is that we have to have humility. We have to have humility and not have arrogance when dealing with each other. And arrogance, as we mentioned previously, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the arrogance is batr al-haq wa ghamt al-nas. The arrogance is rejecting and distorting the truth, and arrogance is looking down on the people. So we don't look down on our brother and our sister. And we should have the character of humility, and this will increase the love from amongst us. Which is why Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, يقول وظيفة المسلم مع إخوانه أن يكون هينا لينا بالقول وبالفعل لأن هذا مما يوجب المودة والألفة بين الناس وهذه الألفة والمودة أمر مطلوب للشرع ولهذا نهى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عن كل ما يوجب العداوة والبغضاء. He says, rahmullah, that the job of the Muslim with his brother and with his sister is that they are gentle and humble with them in speech and action. Because this is what this is necessary in order for there to be love and togetherness amongst them. And this love and this muwadda and compassion that they have amongst them themselves is an affair which is encouraged and commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his legislation and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned against everything that would lead to adawa and baghda, lead to hatred and enmity. وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَبَاغَدُوا. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do not have hasad and envy, destructive jealousy amongst you, and do not have hatred. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned against hasad because it leads to this hatred. He warned against destructive jealousy because it leads to this baghda. It leads to this hatred, which diminishes the love that one will have, that they have to have amongst each other because of their being of the Muslims and the mu'mineen. The second way that we can, barakallahu fikum, increase the muhabba that we have and the love that we have amongst ourselves is al-qiyam bihuquqi al-muslimin wal-tizamu biha. And that is fulfilling the rights of your Muslim brother and your Muslim sister. fulfilling their rights. As is mentioned in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, haqqul muslimi ala al-muslim khamsun, raddu al-salam, wa iyadatu al-marid, wa ittiba' al-janaiz, wa ijabatu al-da'wa, wa tashmitu al-aatis. Where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Abi Hurairah, that he said, and the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the rights of the Muslim upon another Muslim are five. The first is raddu salam. And this goes back again, yani returning the salam. Returning the salam. And this is connected to the hadith here of Abu Hurairah again, that Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his muqaddimah. So the first is returning the salam. And the second is visiting the sick. And the third is following the janazah. And the fourth is accepting an invitation, accepting a halal invitation. And the fifth is when the individual says, Alhamdulillah, you say, Yarhamukullah. These affairs are from the rights of the Muslim. And all of them will affect, barakallahu feekum, the Muslim, and increase the muhabba from amongst you. Returning the salams increases the muhabba. Visiting the sick will increase the love. Following the janazah would increase the love of the loved ones, of the one that died. And ijabatu da'wah will increase the love amongst you and the one that invited you. And saying, Yarhamukullah, making dua. And asking Allah to have mercy on the one that sneezed would increase the love from amongst us. So these are from the affairs, fulfilling the rights of the Muslim, are from the affairs that will increase the muhabba between the Muslims. And the third is that which is connected to this hadith, ifsha al-salam. And that is spreading the salam. And the fourth, is ziyaratul al-Muslim, is visiting the Muslim. As this has been commanded by the Messenger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will increase the love from amongst you. And the sixth or the fifth way that will increase the love is kalam al-layyin, is to have soft speech. Is to have soft speech. And this is mere asbab alati tu'allif bayn al-qulub. These are from the affairs that will bring the hearts together. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُوا الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزُعُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌّ وَعَدُوٌّ مُبِينًا عَدُوٌّ مُبِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to my ibad, say to my slaves, say that statement that is ahsan, say those words that are the best words, the gentle words, the suitable words, befitting words. Verily shaitan will come between you, between my ibad, between my slaves, he'll come between them. Verily shaitan for mankind is a great enemy. Why? Because by not having this humble speech and soft speech with your beloved brother, khasatan, your brother on the sunnah, your Salafi brother. Not having this, and your Salafi sister, and having this beautiful speech. يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, say that which is better, that which is according to the sunnah, that which is according to the akhlaq al-Nabi, the character of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because shaitan is an enemy, and he will come between you, and decrease the muhabba, and cause enmity. Adawatu wa baghda, because enmity and hatred amongst the believers. The sixth way that one can, salamakumullah, increase the muhabba amongst themselves and amongst ourselves is staying away from that which people have. Staying away from that which Allah has blessed others with. Allah has given a virtue to an individual. And do not become inquisitive regarding that virtue, wanting to know everyone's affairs, wanting to ask each and individual what they're doing and what they have, and so forth. As is mentioned in the hadith, which اختلفَ فيه لكن حسنه الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى, where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَزْهُدْ فِيمَا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ يُحِبَّكَ النَّاسِ. Abstain from that which is in the possession of the people. Abstain from that which the people have, and the people will love you. Mind your own business in simple terms, and the love will increase. مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ مَرْءِ تَرْكُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. From the perfection of the Islam of an individual is to leave that which does not concern him. Involving yourself in people's affairs that has nothing to do with you will cause problems and decrease the muhabba between. إِزْهَدْ فِيمَا فِي أَيْدِي النَّاسِ يُحِبَّكَ النَّاسِ. Stay away from that which is with the people. That is the people's business, the people's affairs, and the people will love you. And number seven, and the final one we're going to mention today, regarding the affairs that will increase, inshallah ta'ala, the muhabba amongst the people is giving gifts. It's giving gifts to your brother. It's giving gifts to your sister for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't have to be a large gift, small gifts. Sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imtithalan liqawli rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hadith Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anil nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal tahadu tahabu. Where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tahadu, give each other gifts, and this will increase the love amongst you. And this is an etiquette that we are negligent regard. Giving gifts to your brother, giving gifts to your sister, this will increase the muhabba. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا, in the hadith. And you, none of you will believe until you love. There will be deficiency in your iman until you love one another for the sake of Allah. So we have to use these affairs that increase the muhabba and the love amongst us in order to be from those who the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this hadith, in order for us to attain the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jannah, as he subhanahu wa ta'ala said in hadith Qudsi, Anti rahmati arhamu biki man asha. You are talking to Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are my mercy. And I give my mercy. And I give you, arhamu biki man yasha. And I give my mercy with you to who I will. Yani Jannah, with who I will. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be from those who have iman, and from those who do those actions in order to increase love amongst us, and to love us a love for the sake of Allah. Love for the tamassuk of the individual upon the sunnah, the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can be from the people of taqwa, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter us into Jannah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.